welcome back to Dollars and Cents here on MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm your host, Patrick A. Heller, the Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing, Michigan. It's my pleasure today to have as a guest Dr. Samuel Gregg, the Research Director at the Acton Institute in Grand Rapids. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be on your program.
We're here today at the Michigan State University campus on Case Hall. You just gave a lecture for the Hans Senthold series on the question is pretty much, is America becoming like Europe? Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, can you describe first for our audience the differences between, you know, what's Europe is like and what's America like before we dig into is...
One of the things I try to talk about, I talked about in the lecture today and I've written about in a book, Becoming Europe, is that what I call the economic culture of America and Europe, they're very different. Europe has a top-down approach to the economy. The state has a much more extensive role in economic life, whether it's the welfare state or regulation or things like labor markets. And that's all very different to the United States, or I think has hitherto been rather different in the United States, because one of the things I tried to argue in my lecture today was that America is starting to drift in the direction of what I call economic Europeanization, which means much more emphasis upon the state taking a bigger role in the economy, an emphasis upon economic security through the state, a suspicion of free markets, and more or less drifting in what you might call a social democratic direction. In fact, parts of the United States, I would argue, like California and Illinois, are already there. They're basically already effectively Europeanized in the way that they think about economic life. And one of the things I was trying to do was explain the differences between what I call American and European economic culture and the different ways in which America's economic culture is starting to drift in the direction of Europeanization, which, as you would have gathered from my lecture, I'm not particularly pleased about.
Right. Even though European nations have a lot of distinctiveness from country to country, you found a number of common themes between the nations, if you could talk about
sure,
that.
Sure. There's a number of common themes. One is the sense that the priority when it comes to economic life is not freedom. The priority when it comes to economic life is economic security. And the way that most European nations try to realize economic security is through the state, primarily the welfare state, but also the idea that government is there to protect people from the consequences of their economic decisions. And that you find in different European countries. While the welfare state, for example, in Scandinavian countries differs from the way it operates in, say, Germany or France, what is common is the sense that the state must play a very big role in economic life that even some relatively liberal Americans would find themselves somewhat uncomfortable with. So that's a broad commonality that you find, particularly in Western European countries.
And in contrast, in the United States, especially when de Tocqueville toured the United States in the early 1800s, he observed that Americans tend to address major problems through associations as
right.
opposed to turning to government.
Right. When he looked at America, and he would notice that when problems happened in a community, people didn't rush off to Washington, D.C. to fix the problem. What they did was that they banded together, often through religious associations, for the most part, through churches and synagogues, to fix the problem. Whereas in a country like Tocqueville's native France, a person who had a problem in Marseille would go to the minister in Paris to fix the problem rather than trying dealing with it himself. And I think that's a very good summary of the way that Americans and Europeans have generally differed in the way that they deal with social and economic problems. Europeans tend to look to the state. Even now in America, Americans will tend to look to other institutions first before they turn to the state.
Okay. When we come back after the break, I'd like you to talk about a survey you talked about, I guess, administered in a number of countries on the subject, did people agree or disagree with the question of, is the free market the best system? But we're going to have to take a break for our sponsors, so... You've been listening to Dollars and Cents here on MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm your host, Patrick A. Heller, and we'll be back with Dr. Samuel Gregg from the Acton Institute after these messages.